love.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The SACP in KZN says the ANC National Office must be given room to decide on the fate of the KZN Provincial Executive Committee. The party this week announced that the KZN and Gauteng leadership will be reconfigured following a poor election result. The SACP's Themba Mthembu says while this remains a hot topic, there are sure alliance partners in the province will toe the party line.
Reflecting on this, we'll be compromising one of the alliance partner who are on a strict directive not to reflect on this until the process is complete. And we wanted to respect, give it an opportunity for ANC to sort out its house. Then, as it has been said that there is many processes that are going to take place, then after that, we may talk about it.
Meanwhile, ANC KZN chairperson Sboniso Duma was expected to lead the provincial January 8th rally next month. It's however unclear if this will still be the case, as the ANC says it's advised them to postpone the rallies. Becky Mdolo is the provincial general secretary.
And then on operational matters on daily basis, the Secretary General remains the chief spokesperson of the African National Congress. Then it will include provincial secretaries and the provincial spokesperson. But on this current matter, we have decided as the National Executive Committee that let the communication, so that it's not distorted or it's not like that, nobody at the provincial level speak about these matters. Let's leave these things to the national officials and the Secretary General of our movement.
The Private Student Housing Association has given NSFAS 2 weeks to settle outstanding rental payments to avoid a student accommodation crisis. The association says its members, who house 80,000 students across the country, are owed 44 million rand by the scheme. It says despite the non-payment, NSFAS still expects them to accommodate students for free in January. The association's Craig McMurray says if its members are not paid, students will forfeit their rooms.
When these thousands of students arrive in a few weeks' time, the landlords are not going to be able to take them in because it would be foolhardy of them to take in students who they haven't received payment for in the prior year. When it comes to the start of the academic year, both private providers of accommodation as well as the students don't know what the NSFAS rental rates will be for this year. So we call on NSFAS to act swiftly in order to resolve these issues. Otherwise, there is the potential for a lot of chaos, a lot of problem and hardship for students.
And South Korean authorities say they will change the concrete barriers used for navigation at some airports across the country after the Jeju air crash. 179 people died and two survived when a Boeing plane flying from Thailand to Maun landed on its belly in late December and exploded into a fireball after slamming into a concrete barrier. It was the worst ever aviation disaster on South Korean soil. That country and U.S. investigators are still probing the cause. At the moment of the accident, the pilot warned of a bird strike before pulling out of a first landing attempt. The top story this hour, the SACP and KZN says the ANC National Office must be given room to decide on the fate of the KZN Provincial Executive Committee. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Iga Swiatek and Jannik Sinner advance to the Australian Open semi-finals. The Proteas under-19 girls side have beaten Nigeria to move into the World Cup Super Sixes, and Leandro Trossard doubles down on support for Arsenal teammate Kai Havertz.